We're in the fifth section of the Maimer, Ani L'David V'David Li. We're going to complete it now, Be'ezras Hashem, so that we'll be able to begin Maimer for Chanukah. In this final section of the Maimer, the Alter Rebbe, Yitesh Kislev, Chav Kislev, is the Geula from Balatanya this time. So certainly, he has nachas that there are Jews, that are learning his Torahs. So here in this final section of the Maimer, the Rebbe is talking about a person who somehow, we spoke about all different madregas of Jews, but somehow even this most difficult case, which I'm sure most of you, just like me, felt, oh, this is, that last one was me and was us, many of us. That even such a person can somehow have a little bit of hatzlacha, or a lot of hatzlacha, in this avoida of bakosha, of seeking Hashem, and that there can be, hopefully without chas v'shalom any yisurim, there shouldn't, God forbid, be any yisurim, but that there could be a little fire, a little chanukah lechtel that could be ignited, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us. As we ended the list, sentence of the list, chelik of the maimer, that will be zerchah to aris panim of Hashem's Baruch, shining His face to us. But the union that the Rebbe ends with is the most important thing is really how to hold on to this. How to be makabel it, and how to hold on to it once we have a fire, when we have a service, when the already it is a shtikl chanukah. Well, what do we do to make ourselves into kalim, to receive this and to keep it? That's what the perek's about. This perek means a bit the last chelik of the maimer. Ach oid achas yitzarech loshis eitzos benavshim. The Rebbe says there's one thing that we must remember at the end here. An advice for the soul. Masha Kosel, it says in Shir Hashirim, Bashvokim ubarachoivos, Avaksha Esha Ahava Navshi. In Shir Hashirim, the prince says that he wanders through the marketplaces, the streets of the world, seeking the love of his soul. Until I finally found the one, the love of my soul. I held on to him and I wouldn't let go. Until I brought him to the him bringing the her and her bringing the him, but until my beloved was brought el beis imi, to the house of my mother, vel cheder hayrosi, and to my parents' room. V'hine b'chinas achipus is really the kala. It's not the chos looking for the kala, it's the kala looking for the chos. B'chinas achipus, looking, the searching, who bashvokim ubrachayvus b'mokim ha'aveda. One has to look in the place of the aveda where he lost it. When Shlomo Melech says that the kala, the girl, the princess, the Jewish people are looking kivyachol for Hashem's baruch bashvokim ubrachayvus, in the marketplaces, in the streets. So the Rebbe says, when you're looking for something, you have to look in the place where you first lost it. That's where you look. The mokum ha'aveda. Ach af gam imotzes ha'aveda. Even if one found the aveda, even if you're zeichin and you find what you lost, hinali yiskayim by ur Hashem bilti kelim. It won't be something which will last. You won't be able to hold on. You see what it says in the pasuk. Achas tiv lo arpenu. She says, I hold on to my beloved, I don't let go. I mean, the simple pshat when you read the pasuk is that he looks like he's going to slip away. Achastiv v'lo arpanu. I'm not going to let him slip away. I'm going to hold on to him. So the question is that a person who somehow has found Hashem is Baruch, with all that we've been talking about until now, Meshvokim v'bruchovas. We learned about the Ish HaSodah, right? The Ish HaMidbar. We learned about, we're no longer, many of us, we're not holding by this, by being Anshei Ha'ir, even though we originate in the city, but we get Rablonjit in the deserts and in the fields and the marketplaces. And once we're able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, Hashem is Baruch, once we're able to find him, we have to hold on not to let go. So the issue here in this Chelik of the Maimon is, what do we do to hold on once we found him? Because until now we've just been talking about the meeting, the encounter, this iris, the igniting of the fire. Okay, but then how does one live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achaz tiv lo arpanu. After the, you know, there's this whole romantic get together, but then lemaisa, like on a regular Monday morning, now what? Lachain ha'etzah lasas kelim lo Hashem. So Tanya says the etzah is kelim lo Hashem. One has to make kelim. To make kelim lo Hashem, to make vessels for the light of Hashem, to hold in the light of Hashem, to create vessels. And there's no greater kli to hold in Hashem is Baruch's light than what? Than learning, than Torah. We're going to pick up on this in the Maamar for Chanukah. The Maamar for Chanukah, you're going to see it going to flow right into this inyan. Here the Alter Rebbe just talks about it, a drop. Vehem oisiyas haTorah, the letters of the Torah, of the kelim, every ois, every letter. I mean, every single posik that we learn, every Rashi, every piece of Gemara, every ois. But he shows there's Torah Shebachsav, of course, and Torah Shebalpeh. Ki beis imi, my mother's house, zu Torah Shebachsav. That's the written Torah. V'cheder herasi, and my parents' bedroom, zu Torah Shebalpeh, is the oral Torah. We'll see more about that in a minute. Or Kumar Shekosev, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki havaya elokecha, Hashem your God, eish oichlohu, is a consuming fire. Kushem shi'i efshel ha'eish leheoches bleep sila. So we want to hold on to Hashem. Our chosen, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is a fire. So how do you hold on to a fire? He's an eish oichle, he's a consuming fire. How does one hold on to the fire? G'shem she'i efshel ha'eish leheoches bleep sila. See, this is already the beginning of Hanukkah. A fire will not have, a fire is a gewaldige thing, but the fire, unless it has a wick, is just going to disappear. It has to have a wick, it has to have a kli, it has to have a kli to hold on. K'shem she'iyev shel ha'esh le'ha'ochiz b'l'psila, shum dova ha'nechaz bo, a piece of wood, something, but it has to have a kli. The fire without, it needs something to hold on to. So kach, that's what it says in Shir Shirim. Achaz tiv lo arpanu. I will hold on. I must hold on to Hashem and not let go. Ad shehavi yosif, until I bring him. Meaning, the way to do this is I bring him into my mother's house, Torah Shebaal Peh, and to my parents. Beis imi is Torah Shebachsav. V'cheder harasi, in my parents' bedroom is Torah Shebaal Peh, the oisius. The end of the pasuk, of course, that we're learning in the Maimers, Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li, Haro'er B'Shoshanim. The one who takes out to graze, to go and to nurture, to take care of B'Shoshanim, by the roses. And Chazal say that Shoshanim is Shoshone Halochos. The word Shoshanim has in it the word Sheshoneh, and Shoneh means to learn, to review. Shoneh Halachas, Mishneh Torah, right? Mishneh Brewer, learning. So Sheshanim, Chazal Darshan, Sheshoneh Halachas, it says in Zohar Kaddish. And other places in Chazal. V'lachen K'siv HaRoah, so what does it mean, haroah, like a shepherd? Now, we learned earlier that the word roah, we associate it always we think it means purely just to take the animals out to graze. But really, the real word the real meaning of roah is to support, is to take care of. That's what roah really means.
Oversee, watch over them.
That's with an aleph. You're thinking about the word to look, right? With an aleph, resh vav aleph hay is to look and to watch.
Don't we also learn that they're often interchangeable?
That's not what it, here it's more than that. All right, you can make a nice pshatah like that, but the deeper meaning of the word roah, resh vav ayin hay, is to be mefarnes, which means to provide provide a living for, to enliven, to give life to.
Ro'enu
parnaseinu. That's right. So you see that Hashem is our shepherd. It doesn't mean that we go out in the fields to eat. It means that the Rabbi Shalom is mefarnes us. Ro'enu parnaseinu. He takes care of us. So there's an astounding thing that the Jewish people are called Kiviyachol, Hashem's shepherd. Now we know Hashem roi lo echzer. We know that Hashem is our shepherd. But we find also haroya b'shoshanim, that there's such a thing that the Jewish people are a shepherd, and that Hashem's baruch is the one that we're taking care of. How could that be? Ki Yisrael mefarnesin laviim shebishamayim. Chazal said that the Baruch Shalom provide the Klai Yisrael, the Kala provides a Kadosh Baruch Hu the parnasa. We're mefarnesim laviim shebishamayim. That when we learn Torah, which is the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem that we learn Torah, ruach, one ruach awakens as ma'irah another ruach. We're going to see what this means in the parish. V'amshich ruach liyesherim as galaba b'chinas pnimius Ratzon Yisborach. They were able to awaken. Like awaken this kiviyachol Hashem's ruach, like it says that even when one person sits and learns, Hashem is shani kenegdo. Hashem sits and learns with you. We as sherim as galaba b'chinas pnimius Ratzon Yisborach, and then when a person is learning, there enters into the person, and is revealed in this person the pnimius Ratzon Hashem, the inner will of Hashem, k'mashal al yedei achilas adam, just like when a person eats. When a person eats, what does that do? Even though eating seems like such a physical thing, it's the most physical thing is to eat. But when you're doing that, you're causing an amazing thing to happen. When a person is eating a piece of physical food, he's bringing about the most wondrous attachment between the body and soul. If you don't eat, then the body and the soul become separated from each other. When you eat, the body and soul are able to coexist. The physical act of eating binds together the neshama and the guf. The bracha certainly enhances that, but the act of eating itself, purely the act of eating itself, binds together the body and the soul. That somehow through the physical act of eating, the spiritual energy of my neshama is able to what? Is able to be integrated into the body and able to enliven the body. Kach kivyachol, so too. Kivyachol, so to speak. Yisrael, amrafanis and lavim shebishamayim. Even though we're very physical, we're physical human beings, somehow, by virtue of our learning Torah, we're able to cause kivyachol, the shechinah, the divine presence of Hashem, to enter into this world and to fill this world. So we provide a parnasa. One ruach awakens another ruach. Again, we'll see the parish what this means. There's no reason to explain twice. We'll see in a second. And we're able to draw Hashem's ruach. We're able to cause kivyachol Hashem's ruach to be illuminated by what? By Ritzayin Ha'alyon, the highest will of Hashem. Through the letters of the Torah. And mitzvahs also, of course, but especially through the mitzvah of living Torah, and one mitzvah in particular, more than any other mitzvah. Gam ayidei mitzvahs at tzedakah, by giving tzedakah. Shul midas achesed, which is the midas achesed, shul chitzonius ukli, lebchinas haor, which is a kli, a vessel for this light, of Hashem's ahava, of Hashem's love and Hashem's kindness to be revealed. The ahava, the chitzonius is the tzedakah. The ahava b'chinas pnimiusa, the love is the inner, is the pnimius, the inner point. With the light of your face, Hashem, you gave us the living Torah, a Torah of life. The ahavas chesed and loving kindness. Perish, ki l'or pnei Hashem shu b'chinas ha'or. This means that in order, what? In order to bring about, in order for us to be able to hold on to the light of Hashem's face, there are two kelim, which is what? Torah Chaim and Ahavas Chesed, the study of Torah and Tzedakah and loving kindness. In order to understand this, let's learn the Perush. Okay, so the Shvakim and the Rechavis, the Kalas wandering around in the marketplaces, in the streets, but Pasuk Zeh, go right into the Perush. This pasuk in Shir Hashirim is describing the search to reveal within oneself that spark of God. The search in the marketplaces is the search for Hashem that's inside of ourselves in Galus. The love of my soul, the spark of God, the love of my soul. Shehi ahava hativis. Shabanafsh call you soul, which is the natural love that you and I have, every one of us has, every Jew has this natural love for Hashem, but it's in Golas, as we've been learning throughout the entire Maimer. It's in Golas. Hanikris Ahava Misuteris, it's called the hidden love. Lefisha Sibas Ahava Zu, because the cause of this love, he anitzaitse eloki, Hamechayas and Nefesh, just the spark, the godly spark that gives life to my soul. It's not something outside of me. It's not that I have to read 1,000 books and find out more about God in order that I should love Him. God is the deepest part of who I am. Hashem Baruch is Eisha Ahava Nafshi. It's the love of my own soul. My own soul is God. Eisha Ahava Nafshi. But I'm separated to my own soul, which we've learned why and how and the various and so on. Eisha Ahava Nafshi. Shuhugonas bebechinas hester vehelam ma'oid betivah. And this spark of God within myself is hidden, is hidden and concealed very, very much within the nature of my own Yetzar and so on. Therefore the Pasuk is emphasizing, even after you find your beloved, meaning even after you become excited and you feel a fire of love of Hashem inside of you, as per the earlier sections of this Maimer, and somehow you do find that, And you do have that Isiris. Sarachlios achastiv v'larpenu. It has to be in such a way where I can hold on to it and I won't let go. It won't slip away. So he explains, V'ha'inyin hu. Kvan isbar la'el. It's been explained. Da'achipusu b'mokam ha'aveda. You have to look for something where you lost it. Right, we spoke about that. It's silly to look for it in a place where you didn't. Why are you going to go look for something if you didn't lose it there? It's silly. It's ridiculous. You're not going to find it there. So Jews go look for their neshama in Tibet, or they look for their neshama where they didn't lose it. That's not where the golus is. So we learned that you have to look for the mokum ha'aveda. There's over shvokum v'chayis of aksha. Means in the streets. In the marketplaces, Shema Maisim Dibur Machshavas Hashalola Hashem Hema. We understand what is the meaning of marketplaces and streets. It means thoughts, words, and actions that are not devoted to Hashem. In our lives, that's called marketplaces, streets. I guess we would call them malls. It's nicer. But it's just in the old days, it was called the shuk. Now it's just they don't want to use the word shuk anymore. It's like it's not nice. The kinyon. Or, that's a mall, the Hebrew, the modern Israeli version of a mall. We go to the shuk. But it means thoughts, words, and actions that are not real, that are not what they're supposed to be. Those are called marketplaces and streets. What does it mean? It means it's not the Pnimius. Ah, gam k'shemoytzi megala havas Hashem belibo. Once you've gone through this and you've been searching, you find within yourself the spark of Hashem, the Ahavas Hashem Belibay, Tzarech Lios Achas Tiv Le'apanim. It has to be in a way that you could hold on to it, it won't slip away. She'inyana Baruchni is who has Sias Kelim. This is the biggest problem, of course, that we all have. There are times of inspiration, and we get very, very excited about Yiddishkeit, or whatever, a yontiv, a special event, a chasni, you feel a slavus, you feel that there's mamish afayah. But then it disappears. So the only way that we can hold on to this is, as we've learned, the Ramban says in the Pasuk, Ad she'techpatz, you have to make it into something concrete. You have to have kelim. She'inyana baruchni yisu asiyas kelim, you have to make kelim. A flame has to have a wick and a candle to hold on to. It has to have oil. It has to have something to have an achiza. It can't just be a fire. It just goes away. If you don't have any kelim, if you don't have a wick, if you don't have oil, if there's no candle, then the fire will disappear. Because it's the nature of fire to rise above to its source. In other words, the flame is flickering upwards to leave this world. And if you don't have some way to hold on to it, just like the Shechina Hashem is Baruch, Kivyachal, the light of Hashem, is flickering away from this world. It's beyond this world. So you, in order to make it part of your life, you have to make Kalim to keep it here in this world. It's not naturally comfortable here in the world. The Shechina is not naturally comfortable in this world. You have to create something that's going to hold the Shechina in. Therefore, in order to be able to keep this within myself, in order to hold on to the spark of God within me, I have to enclose the light in kelim, to connect them to kelim, the light to kelim. The kachu ba'or ha'ahava, the light of love. She'esh ha'ahava nafshi, the Shlomo describes the kala speaking about the search for the love of her soul, of my own soul. That if there is no kli, if there's no vessel or garment into which that ahava, that love, can be mislabish, can be enclosed, can be contained, some way of it being revealed, lemaisa. If not, then tisbat lahava, the love will dissipate. It will flicker and disappear. Ki ein or below kli ulavush. There cannot be a fire, there cannot be a light, without a kli and a lavush. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is Oisis HaTorah, the letters of Torah. Beis Imi, my mother's house, Torah Shebach Sav. Cheva Herosi, my parents' bedroom, Torah Shebal Peh. Hakeim L'Or Hashem. The vessels to hold the light of Hashem, Him Oisis HaTorah, the letters of the Torah. That's why it says, I searched and I found the Chosen somehow in the Shvokim and the Rechavis, I found Hashem. I had to bring him, I couldn't hold on to him, I had to bring him into my mother's house and my parents' bedroom. These are the Kalim of the Ur Hashem. We understand that the letters, as he explains in the note, the letters of Torah Shebach Sav is like the womb, right? The womb into which are the Vlad, the fetus, can develop in all of the particular specific limbs. So the Torah Shebach Sav, we understand, the written Torah is just the you have a pasuk in Torah Shebach Sav. That Torah Shebach Sav is undeveloped. We don't see fully what it means. It doesn't have eyes and ears. It's just a seed. It's just a seed inside the mother's womb. Teresh Shabal Peh is where the Teresh Shabach Sav begins to have eyes and ears and a pupik and legs and toes. And it begins to be a full baby, right? So we understand that the Makor... I'm not going to finish it. Okay, so the makar, the it's interesting. In the Torah, the place where the baby forms is called makar. The source makes sense. That's the source of life from that place. So that That is the Torah Shebichsav. That's the Torah Shebichsav. It's just an undeveloped seed that's fertilized, that egg that's fertilized, and is waiting. Torah Shebaal Peh is called Cheder Hairasi. Beis Imi Cheder Hairasi, the parents' bedroom. Now let's look the other page. So he says, Mitzad Chunazu. But this time I'll come back and spend a little bit more. Mitzad Chunazu. Shebaor Hashem, Shemitzad Atzma. Hayim Mistalik Lamala. The light of Hashem, if it's just left, you know, inspiration, excitement, you found something and good. If that would just be left alone, it would dissipate, it would flicker and go back up to Hashem. It's a kalim shiyaskayim lamata. You have to have kalim. You have to have kalim. Right? Even here in the words base imi, cheder harasi. By the way, in the mothers also, again, I don't want to go into pratim, I'm just afraid to get off the path. But the parts of a woman, in the reproductive parts of a woman, there's a makar and there's a cheder. That's also. There's a makar and there's a cheder. Again, if you learn Masechta Neder, so then one Lashon HaKodesh is so beautiful. That's what the Rambam says, called Lashon HaKodesh, it's the holy tongue, because we don't have, there are no special words to describe those things. We use other words that we borrow in Hebrew, a room, right? The makar means a source, a room. So these are kalim. These are lashonos of kalim. A house is a kli to contain. The cheder, the room, is a more specific place in the house, right? You have a house, and then you have in the house, then you have the chedarim, you have the cheder, you have the room in the house, which is more specifically. In general, the Torah Shebichsav, of course, is the makor. Specifically, where the will of Hashem, which is Torah Shebichsav, takes shape and form into the proti details of all halacha, that's cheder harasi, that's the room. The light of Hashem is compared to a fire. This is the nature of a fire. It needs a wick. Or something like that, a piece of wood, something to hold on to. Without the kli, the fire can't continue. Because the nature of the fire is that it wants to leave this world and wants to rise to the higher world. As it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Naharoya b'Shoshanim. Shoshanim Shoshana Halachas. How does one, what are the Kalim? Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And that, Rabbi, is the bottom line. All the wonderful spiritual, new age, revival, renewal, Judaism, all the things with flowing white robes and dipping in mikvahs and the Arizal's mikvahs and fancy flights into Kabbalah and all of that doesn't work. That's all very sweet. It means sitting down and learning. And the Alter Rebbe is faithful and loyal to his Lithuanian upbringing. It always comes back to that. The Iker is Limanatayr. Any spiritual Jewish movement in history that there ever was could never ever survive without Hasmada breaking your teeth over Gemara Rashi Taisvis in the case of women, meaning his Dabkas to Mitzvah Hashem and all of the details of observing Torah Shebaal Peh. Not the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is forbidden, but the observance of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is what preserves, these are the kalim that preserves Yiddishkeit midor ledor, from generation to generation. This is Haroya b'Shoshanim. Shoshanim halachas. Avayda zu da'asiyas kalim, this avayda of making kalim. Ayde aisiyas ha'Torah, through the letters of Torah. Nirmaz gamakos of anila dodi. So we just learned the whole mimer of I am for my beloved. So good. So now we have this emotional reunion between the two, the Chasna Kal. It's gewaldic. If all the searching, we're exhausted from the first four sections of the Maimer, the search has been unbelievable. Finally, the Chasna Kal are together. But how do we keep them together? The answer is Haraya B'Shoshana. Commission of Farsh B'Zay Shoshanim, Shoshana Halach, it means to learn Halachis, to learn. Shulinin Atayr. And by the way, it's Befrat also comes to learning Halacha, how important it is to learn Halacha, Shoshana Halachis. And that's the meaning of Yisrael Mefarnes and Lavim Shav Shemaim, that the Jewish people somehow are called the shepherd of Hashem, that we provide Kivyachal with a Parnos. What does it mean? Hashem is a fire. A Parnos, how do you make a Parnos for the fire? The panos for the fire is that you give the fire an opportunity to be able to be in this world. Yeah, that's what Hanukkah is all about. What do you mean? Hashem's a fire, and Hashem is Baruch said, I want to be with you in this world. But the only way I can be with you in this world, you have to be mefarnes me, to take care of me. I'm giving you myself, I'm a fire. But you have to take care of me. You have to hold on to me. I'm not naturally comfortable in this world. You want me in this world, I want to be in the world, but you have to take care of me. You have to mefarnes me. And how you mefarnes me? You have to hold me in with what? How do you kivyachol take care? You have to provide a wick in order that my flame can remain. It can be healthy and strong and shine brightly in your life, in this world. I want to do that, but I'm not naturally going to be in this world. I'm flickering away from this world. Hashem is brought to a consuming flame. And he's not, the Baruch Shem is not naturally part of this world, kivyachol. The Shechina. You want it, you want me to be in the world? Take care of me. Meaning, it's like the fire is saying, you want me to stay there, then make a wick, make a candle. I can't hang around without a wick or a candle. I'll disappear in a second. So the Shechina Kivyachol cries out to the Jewish people, make anil daily v'daily v'harayya b'shoshanim. It means, you want to take care of me, harayya, you want to be mefarnes me, you want to provide me with a living, that I should live in this world. There's one way. I mean, we're learning one way that's two, which means Torah and mitzvahs, but Torah and tzedakah, Shoshanim. Shoshanim halachas. Umedaye karoya b'shoshanim. The royu hu amachil es atzon. The shepherd is the one that feeds the sheep. Shamira nased dam ubasim ibsarim. And when the animal eats, then the food becomes the flesh and the blood of the animal. It becomes completely integrated and one with the animal. The chayin hu baruchnis is the same thing in spirituality. Says that kivyachol the Jewish people provide a parnasa for Hashem. How could you say that? What does it mean? How can we say that we make a parnasa for Hashem? So that's exactly what we're saying. It means that we are the ones that create the kelim that enable kivyachol the Shechina to have an achiza, to have what, a life in this world. The Baruch Shalom's fine. He doesn't need us. But he made the world in such a way that he needs us to hold him in this world. We're the only ones that can hold him in this world. Or else he doesn't have a chaylik in this world. B'nei Yisrael garmim shahashefa ha'elyon yumshach v'yislabish b'hem. That the Jewish people are the ones who are garim, who are able to cause the shefa ha'elyon, this light from above, to what? To be drawn into this world, to be enclosed in ourselves in this world. That by learning Torah, which is the will of Hashem, we are able to draw Hashem's, the pnimius rotzen Hashem, into our souls. In Hebrew that means Ruach v'hisayrus ha'adam, when a person awakens himself with ruach and hisayrus, then maybe you mamshich ruach milamala, then that in turn will awaken a ruach milamala. Or k'moshel mozen gashmi, just like the moshel of physical food, k'moshel mozen gashmi, when a person eats, or when you feed the animals given to eat, that even though it's a physical act, that somehow, just like when you or I, we're physically sitting around, we're sitting and using our mouths to learn Torah. We're opening up a safe, we're learning Torah. Or we're doing physical mitzvahs. But yet, the same thing when a person's doing the most physical thing, he's having a piece of bread, he's eating a hamburger. But somehow that physical thing is connecting the body and soul. It's an amazing thing. It's amazing. I'm doing the most physical thing, I'm having a piece of food. And what does that do? That somehow allows the fire of my neshama to connect to the wick, which is my body. That the physical act of what of eating connects the fire, my soul, my neshama, with my body, which is like a candle. So too, when a Jew is sitting and learning, when a person is sitting and learning Torah, and even though he's learning things that sound like they're just physical things, he's learning all kinds of inyanim about tashchis, he's talking about trees and about kalim and begodim, all kinds of things. He's talking about things that are physical. But this is the act of being mefarnes avinu shebishamayim kivyoch. If you think about that, you have a tremendous desire. This machshava. If you think about this, when you're learning, how we're mefanisim avinu shebishamayim, you could have a tremendous, tremendous desire, simcha, in every single second of learning. And we're mekayim mitzvahs every second, a gevaldige simcha. If a person thinks, if we're mezbeinin in that, that the same way that a candle holds the fire, when you or I are learning, we're doing a mitzvah, but learning more than any other mitzvah, we are able to hold that eish, that ur, to our bodies, to the physical world. And it's Rachmanis, all the people that are walking around with their white robes and spiritual books and singing their songs and closing their eyes and chuckling. I got a call. He already called me a second time, I think. I guess I should call back. That some very sweet person, he's shown a mitzvah, about going in the summer, that they're having a thing like in the Catskills, some sort of a... They're having like one of these Jewish renewal things. You know, one of these spiritual Jewish renewal things. But to this fellow's credit, he would like to have an Orthodox presence. In other words, he would like me to come and to speak there, to come for, you know, to come and speak to the chevra, you know, the chevra in their robes, you know. But I should come and to speak to this chevra. They should have somebody Orthodox. And he was able to work it out to get an Orthodox person, to get somebody in. It's not so partial. They didn't want to have Orthodox, you know, but they learn Chassidus, you know, so Breslov, and they talk Breslov, they talk Chabad, they talk Yiddish, you know, they're sweet people, they're flying, all this stuff. So they wanted, so this guy, Shemim Mitzvah, is trying to get me in there. I didn't ask him to, you know, he wants me to come for a week, or if I can come for a week, for a day, to come to Shmuz with the Chavah there. And when I heard the call, when I heard this the other day, you know, so this thing, I have a cheshik, you know, I would have a cheshik to do with these people, are mamish open, the big open neshamas, that, you know, to hear something, and I have a cheshik, you know, I would have a cheshik to do it. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I have a cheshik to do it. I wouldn't participate and have my name in any context of any of the programs, but I'm going to call him back in Mitzvah today. I hope I remember. I'll call him back and tell him that, you know, if you want to send a couple of the chevra over to the bungalow, I'd be glad to learn with them, you know, or in a neutral place. But I'm not as part of the program. I can't be on that program. I'm not going to be on a program without any kalim. I'm not going to be or without kalim. That's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm telling this to you now. I will not. I refuse to be light without vessels. I'm just not going to do it. Right, and you and I have spoken about this in the past. It's something that we have to always be watchful of, because it's very tempting. That's why when I heard this phone call up right away, like I said, I started to think of all kinds of, you know, all kinds of reasons why this should be mutter. It's like when I heard the advertisement that Simon and Garfunkel were having a concert last week. So right away I started in my head, oh, maybe, you know, you start thinking, maybe it's mutter. And after all, you know, there's not going to be any bad stuff there, and it's... You know, and it's Shimon and the guys, we grew up together. My Mr. Chaverim from Kiran Hills, from the old neighborhood. And the songs are so unbelievably sweet and inspiring and will take me back to the most wonderful memories of growing up, you know, in the Chevra. And I'm sure the place will be filled with yarmulkes, and there might even be some other rabbis there. And maybe I could put on a mask. You know, I started going these different, you know, I started, you know, this is all, of course, in a split second, not even a second.
I thought I recognized the Rebbe.
Yeah. So I had, you know, sort of thinking, because, and then I had an old friend of mine that was in town from Eretz Yisrael, and whenever he comes, we go to Fibrang a little bit, we went to eat someplace, and he pulls out from his pocket 2 tickets, Simon and Garfunkel. I said, I said to him, you didn't get one for yourself, only for me and for Myrna? He takes out two tickets, and goes, it says, Moish, we'll go to the Netherlands, nobody will see you there. Right? Not in the garden. The garden, you don't know, it could be. But the Netherlands, who's in the Netherlands? New Jersey. We'll go there. So for a second, you know, the mind starts to go to work, that this would be something that'll help my neshama, because I'm feeling lately like, you know, I need a little bit of a boost, and that will do it, that'll like bring me out of a little bit of a, you know, and you know, and I start to think, this is a good hachana for serious chasna, you know, or, you know, you start to get to all these things. That's the exaggeration, I didn't think that. Until now it's true. So, you know, but this is all in one split second, and then of course it was, you know, tradition. No, I was okay, Baruch Hashem. And I said, get out of here, I'm not interested. You know, it's a little loisachmaid, you know, for the chevet that was there. Mechlal not. But it's the same thing. I had this feeling when I got this call about coming out to the chevet and talking to them, you know, because I'm thinking, Gevel, it would be such an opportunity, that they're very special people, and they're looking, b'shvokim, b'rechavis, these are Jews that are searching for the Rabbanu Shalom, and they're getting crazy instructions, like they're getting the wrong directions, and it would be a wonderful thing, you know, to try to help. And I have a natural inclination to go and to do that, but I just can't do it. It's not something which it's just a kalim, and not kalim that are kalim, but they're not acceptable kalim, and therefore I believe with all of my heart that it can't come out to be any good. Is it true? If I would have gone to the concert, so I mean, it wasn't shaykh, but if I would have gone to it and I would sing, I would listen to the songs, there's no question it would have a powerful effect upon me emotionally, and it was, you know, and it would open my heart up in a certain way. I remember exactly what used to happen, and that wasn't necessarily a healthy thing back then, and it's not necessarily a healthy thing, it wouldn't be necessarily a healthy thing now. But it's not kalim of Beis Imi and Cheder Herosi. You see, when Jews say, this is like, there's something from the old days, it's like, they're still not old enough. Beis Imi and Cheder Herosi means Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's all we have. Those are the kalim, finished. There are no other kalim that we have. Anything else is not kalim. Therefore, as much as my heart would break to be able to have a shaykhus, to be able to talk to those yidden, I can't go in that context. I can't go. And I'm going to have to explain to him, he's going to be upset because they don't get it. Like, why not? We're trying to do a good thing. We want to have an Orthodox rabbi. Why can't you join us? And I'm just not going to, you know, I'll try to explain, but I can't do it. It's just not the kalim. The kalim have to be kosher kalim. You can't use trefer kalim to do something. It has to be kosher kalim. And it's a painful parasha, but this is what it is. This is how we have to live. We have Beis Imi and we have Cheder Herosi. This is the parnasa. So the Jewish people, so Klal Yisrael, with our learning and with mitzvahs, when we're learning, it's like that. Learning is what holds the fire together with the candle. It's, even though learning is like a physical thing, I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about that's what holds it together. So it's a funny thing. You have this person that's going to, you have these people in the Catskills that they're going to be sitting there Friday night chanting all kinds of things and meditating on God, and you know, with their guru with a big yarmulke, and they're going to be doing all that stuff. And I would still bet on any yeshiva bacher that he could barely get a spiritual word out of his mouth. Some yeshiva bacher, I'd bet on him having Jewish children and Jewish grandchildren any day over the guy that's sitting during the chadodi, you know, holding his hands up and going, ooh. I'd take the kid in the yeshiva anytime, even though when you talk to him, he goes, oh. I'd take him anytime over the chanting spiritualist Friday night, you know, in the Catskills. Any time. I'll bet on his kids and grandchildren any time that they'll be yidden. and that there'll be a hemshich of Yiddish adoris from that child. Doesn't mean to say we can't try to give him a little bit of his iris. Okay, we all have to try to give his iris. But it has to be with the kalim of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what it means. Parnosa. But that's what it means. Mefarim the simav. Is that means mefarim the simav? That we give a parnasa to the light of Hashem. Who parnasa zu? this panasa, he either tar davkim. That's what it means. Bas shosh shanim, shoshana halachas. Okay, they even had Torah. When we learned Torah, really learned Torah, but ba'omik, in depth. Shachachmas a Torah nispeses umisachedes imorech v'seichel ha'adam. Then what? Then the Torah that a Jew learns, it becomes one with his mind, with his brain. Kama mozon gashmi, like you're eating, like when you're eating something, that's when you're eating physical, when you're eating food. Shanasa dama basar with kipsaro. But what happens? That it's an amazing thing. You eat the hamburger, and the hamburger somehow is transformed into what? Into your blood, into your flesh. When you learn Torah, then kivyochel the Baruch Shalom is transformed into your blood, into your flesh. It becomes totally unified with you. Here, mini kenegem mida. Ruach, I see. Ruach, v'amshich ruach. Harizagarm she'or Hashem pnimius ritzoinius baruch. She'or is pondered l'mala. Yeshor mezgalabad mechnis pnimius. And the light of Hashem becomes mamish one with you. When you're learning Torah, it's the mozen, it's the food of the soul, meaning it gives it a place to hold on, to become integrated, mamish, to be changed into the Ur Hashem inside of you. Think, when you're learning Torah, that's what's happening. That the light of Hashem mamish becomes one with your mind, with your brain, with your heart. It becomes, and then it's sent out throughout your body into every single cell. The light of Hashem mamish. There's no greater joy that a person can have. And this is the universiyas kalim. That's what it means to make kalim. And also tzedakah, avodah zu da'asiyas kalim l'ra Hashem kalolos gaminin sheni. Mitzvah set tzedakah, very powerful. Lefisha asiyas chesed hi kli akli v'achitzanias demidas ahava. When a person does an act of kindness, and tzedakah, of course, doesn't only mean giving money, but not everybody can give money. It means sometimes to give time, to give help, right? But it means chesed. Asiyas chesed hi akli. The chitzonius the midah sahav. It's a kli of the midah of love. When the love, if someone tells you they love you, but they don't do anything for you, it's not an ahav either. This is something I don't think it's necessary to explain. Any little boy and girl that go out and speak to each other about love and look at each other, you know, and each other's deep into each other's eyes and tell about how much they love each other, without any kalim of ahav, there's no such thing. When you love someone, it means that you have to do for the person. It has to be kalim for the ahava. And acts of kindness and giving and doing are the kalim for ahava. You could tell your kid a thousand times that you love the kid, but if you don't help the kid with the homework or do things for the kid, then the ahava is not ahava. It doesn't mean anything. And the kid knows it. Years later, and you could say, but I don't know, I told you every day I love you. How come, you know? Or like the people hang up the phone, every time I hang up the phone, I love you, you know. So I told you I love you. Every time I hung up the phone on you, I told you I love you. Yeah, but where were you, like, you know, where were you when it came to homework? Where were you when it came to Shabbos or Yom Tov, to spending time? Where were you when it came to being together, when I needed you? Where? So there's no kalim. Kalim is only when there's tzedakah, when there's giving, when there's ahavas chesed. Not just saying ahav, ahav, ahav. I love. It's a gurmis. Dargis ahavas shebelev yasiva pnimi shal maisa chesed. Meninsa shahavas shebelev hikamay or. The love that a person has in the heart, of course, is the light. But you have to do something. And what's the something that you have to do? Maisa tzedakah, a kli, l'ahav. When you do maisim, physical acts of kindness, that creates a vessel to hold on to the light of love, the light of ahava, the emotion, the feeling of ahava. You need the kalim of tzedakah, of maisim of chesed. That's when it comes to other people, and when it comes to doing things for Hashem, of course, when I'm doing mitzvahs, instead of just talking about them, but I'm doing mitzvahs, every single time that I commit myself physically, I'm making a kli, because I'm in a certain way, I'm not just talking about how much I love God, but I'm doing something for God. I'm doing something for Hashem's Baruch Hu. Not that He needs me to do it, but I'm doing something for Hashem's Baruch Hu. Those parents that always tell the children, "No, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that," or you have homes where the children grow up, Hashem Yirachem, where there's always somebody else that's cleaning the table, never the children. Hope none of you have those situations, and we should all have healthy, good children that are taught the right way. You have kids that are grown up. you have kids that are growing up. They grow up in a house where there's a girl that's always cleaning up, a lady that's always cleaning up, not mommy and not the kids. So the children, and then there's another lady or the same lady that's always putting things away and taking care of everything. So children are growing up in a house where they cannot never have to do something of mesiras nefesh to make life easier for their mothers. The mother, they don't have to do anything to make like he. They don't have to. I had once one of my kids said a sentence a couple of months ago. I didn't yell at her, but I had a schmooze with her. That I came in to her room to talk to her, to say something, and it was the way that a teenager's room looks. I'm Avin Yovan, and all of us know. And I said, what's going on over here? What is this? So, you know, she said to me, she said, the name of our cleaning girl that we have that comes on. She says, oh, she's coming today. I said, oh, I'm going to have a little talk about that concept. Oh, she's coming today. I said, I told her, not only is she coming today, but you're going to go do, you're working together with her today. Not only in your room, but in all the rooms of the house. What do you mean she's coming today, the girl? Sure. You don't have to do anything. It's a mechaya. It's a mechaya. It's not the point. I'm not even talking about good habits and being clean, all that stuff that you and I ignored. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, what do you mean? You have to be moise and nefesh for your mother. To be a child in a house means there's mesiras nefesh for your family, and you have to engage yourself in doing things for your family. And for parents, it means helping the kids with homework, it means going to work, it means driving a carpool, whatever it means. And for a kid, there are very few things that you have to do. One of the things you have to do is to clean up after yourself. And I don't care if someone else could clean up. I don't care if there'd be some, even if there was some magic button you could press, if we were living like in the Jetsons or something, and you could press a button and the room was clean, you're still doing it. Because every single time you bend down and you fold something, you put it in your drawer, you're doing it for your mother. Because you don't care. Kids don't care if it's clean. But you're doing it for your mother. And that's ahava. When you love someone, you do for the person. And your parents are doing for you 24 hours a day, you do something for them. And it's not enough to write a birthday card, Mom, I love you. You can keep all your birthday cards. Forget about the cards. You fold your things and put it in there. I don't care if the girl's coming, you do it. I'm not asking you to get on your knees, even though that wouldn't be so bad either. Those children who are brought up on their knees scrubbing in the house, those are better children than the ones who grew up without it. All right, so what are we going to do? We're living in a generation like this, Baruch Hashem. There are good things about it and there are bad things about it. All right, so I'm not asking you to get on your knees. And the same thing, I'm not, you know, it's already, we're getting closer to Pesach. I'm not going to get to the whole Pesach line. It's not just a question of, but think about it. It's not just a question of all the other things that I scream and yell about when it comes to Pesach. And I don't have to, I'm not going to put in the whole thing about it. I know some people have to go, okay? I know some people have to go. It's not up to you because of the wives and the in-laws and the grandparents and the cousins and all those things. I understand. And therefore, I never look down on any individual Jew, chas v'shalom. But the inyan is a sakana for Klai Yisrael in the most powerful, it's the most frightening sakana. When I walk into my house during those few weeks before Pesach, and even my kids are taka on the floor cleaning, and they're busy with my wife, and they're climbing, and Myrna's handing things from the cabinets, and they're doing for the Baruch Shem, they're doing for their mother. That's ahava. Instead of, oh honey, Pesach's in 3 hours, we didn't finish loading the trunk. No? Well, somebody told me last year that they called the rabbi, got a call. You know, who told them? One of you guys told me. The rabbi got a call, 2 o'clock in the afternoon of Pesach. Someone said that some lady called from the shul to say, I'm by the pool now. 2 o'clock Erev Pesach by the swimming pool. There's the Meiser. So you think, I don't like Jews to enjoy. I don't forget a Jew to be by a swimming pool. But that's not the point. The point is, what does that mean for our children? What's going to be with us? What's going to be with us? It's not even a question of cleaning the house. The house is already clean a long time ago, and I still won't tell my kids to get up because it's good for them to be on the floor cleaning. Because they're doing it for the Baruch Shalom, they're Jews, and they're doing it for their mother. And that's important. And how many times I remember that my father telling my mother, don't do it, Moshka do it. And it was like a little thing, and my father still, and my mother said, I'll do it. Because, you know, mothers are always trying to, the mothers don't want the kids to do stuff, right? So my mother said, I'll do it. And my father then starts the Hungarian stuff, and my father saying, no, he'll do it. And I was like, well, you know, I'm always rooting for my mother. Like, what's going on? Like, mom's, everything's going fine, Dad. You know, what's going on? No, you do it. And also, my father, you do it. What do children have to do for parents, self-called self in this world? When they get older, there's much more to do. But as children, That's children. I'm saying little children. What do we have to do for parents? The parents, nowadays, we're afraid if the child has to go, chas v'sholem. The child said that to get off from the train, the train was to pick up from the train. I said, to pick up from the train? It's 65 degrees out, sunny. What's the matter? How far do you live from the train? The children have to do for their parents. And that's what they have. That's kalim. Kalim, the same thing when we do mitzvah, samas, and toivim. It's a kalim. Zel perish apnimi, the last sentence of the slate. Zel perish apnimi betfilas sim shalom. Ki ba'ora panecha nesata lanu. If we want to have the light of Hashem in our lives, the Baruch Shalom gave us two kalim in particular. How to hold on to or panecha, Hashem's light. Teres chayim v'ahavis chesed. The learning of Torah and ahavis chesed, acts of kindness. The or panecha hi ha'aris panem hel yonim sho'or Hashem ha'meyeh benefesh v'yesh l'or zeh shnei kalim Torah v'chesed u'kenal. That brings all of that. That's all of that shefa comes as a result of. Yeah, sure. Okay, Baruch Hashem. To finish next, it's gonna be good to review. So next week we're gonna start the Maimer, the Maimer of Mezuzah Miyamin Nechanek and Yismol. It's in this sefer. So if you haven't gotten this safe yet, it's good. I think it's in every Swarm store you can get this now. It's not hard to get anymore. In the beginning it was hard, now you can get it. So try to pick up the safer and we'll continue with your show.